Okay, you're all set.
Okay, I'd like to ask everyone to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Pledge allegiance to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting. It's our June 14th regular meeting. Roll call of the commissioners. Thomas Winter is present. Commissioner Gloed?
Present.
And Commissioner Bartholomew was not able to attend tonight. So two of the commissioners are present. I'd like to open the public portion of the meeting for anyone who'd like to speak on any of the items on the agenda tonight.
Sarah Wadomsky, 95 Academy Hill Road, Alderwoman First Ward. I would like to speak tonight in reference to item 10 on the agenda. The residents of Academy Hill Road, Sentinel Hill Road, High Street, and surrounding areas are becoming increasingly concerned about the accidents and high rates of speed that are occurring all too often. After listening to many of these concerns, I recently began going door to door with a neighborhood petition in favor of increased traffic controls. It reads, we, the residents of Academy Hill Road, Sentinel Hill Road, David Humphreys Road, and adjacent areas, request the City of Derby to present the detailed study of the traffic issues of these main artery roads conducted by the Naugatuck Valley Council of Governments and to propose recommendations for adoption that will reduce traffic and speeding with the purpose of protecting the health, safety, and welfare of drivers, pedestrians, and property owners in these areas. We ask that these recommendations be discussed at a duly noticed public meeting so that we may be able to have our voices heard regarding the quality of life in our neighborhoods. There have been multiple serious accidents at or near the intersection of Academy Hill Road and Sentinel Hill Road that have caused damage to vehicles and properties. Additionally, vehicles travel with excess speeds, especially on the straightaways, causing imminent danger to pedestrians. With the recent sale of a number of homes in the area, there are more children in the neighborhood and increased pedestrian traffic on these roadways that do not have the benefit of paved sidewalks. We respectfully request prompt attention on this matter to protect the health, safety, and welfare of our neighbors. I sent a copy of this petition as well as a signature spreadsheet to the town clerk this afternoon to forward to the commission. And the petition is still circulating and I will be forwarding you more signatures of support. I'm happy to see that a study was completed by the NVCOG, and upon reading their different categories of recommendations, I wanted to point out one paragraph that includes a recommendation that each household I stopped at brought up. In paragraph 4, under the short-term category, it states, the presence of additional signage itself cannot replace effective enforcement of posted speed limits and more frequent traffic law enforcement presence, particularly around the intersection with High Street, that may be warranted. Even occasional enforcement can help reinforce in some driver's mind the need to always obey posted speed limits. I am asking that this recommendation be implemented as well as some of the permanent physical controls suggested by the NVCOG. We appreciate the commission's attention to this matter to ensure the safety and welfare of our neighbors. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wadomsky. Please understand that the commission has been very much engaged with this issue for a while now. Back in November is when we requested VCOG do the study. And we'll speak a little bit more on it when we come up to that item in the agenda.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, it's Barbara DeGennaro, 51 Pegasus Road. Also, First Ward, member of the First Ward, Alderman, Alderwoman. I sent an email on June 2nd to Chief Narowski and to yourself and the members of the Police Commission and CC, a few other of the Alderman, Alderwoman. My concern, and I echo what Sarah's saying, my concern is that it's been the situation, obviously, has been becoming more and more dangerous as time goes, with increased property damage, both personal bodily injury, as well as city property damage, and more importantly, private property damage as well. But one major concern I have right now is that as the Board of Aldermen, I don't believe we were aware of the NVCOG study. So I would ask that the future of this issue come back to the Board of Aldermen so we know what's going on. And one other thing that I checked on actually today, and as I travel that area quite a bit living near here, I saw one speed limit sign, and I believe the speed limit is 30 in this area, and I think it's near Ridge Road. There's no speed limit sign up on top of Academy Hill. If you're coming down, going towards High Street, I don't know where else a speed limit sign could be put, but I think another one could be put somewhere as people travel and approach going down, as well as coming from David Humphrey's end. And maybe 30 miles an hour is too fast in that area. Sounds to me like it may be. So appreciate the commission's consideration, especially for the residents and those that have been affected by this, and appreciate your diligence. And please keep the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen in the loop. Thanks, Chairman.
Thank you, Barb, for your input. I do know that speed limits, another issue that we've kind of gotten into with this, and it's also covered in the study, so we will discuss it a little bit a little later when we talk on that item. Anyone else would like to speak?
Liz Bartone, 137 High Street.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. So my family and I live at the corner property of Sentinel Hill Road and High Street, and we've lived here for the past 12 years. And in these 12 years, we have witnessed countless accidents at the curb in front of my home, at least three of which have required an insurance claim on my part, for my personal property. These accidents threaten the safety of my family and our community. And we have serious, serious concerns about this. Both metal and wooden guardrails have been placed by the city over the years, but as can be seen, they by themselves are not sufficient to resolve this ongoing highway safety situation. The most recent accident, which occurred 2 weeks ago on May 29th, occurred when the driver drove off the road at the curve, took out the wooden city guardrail, took out 100 feet of my chain link fence, drove through multiple pine trees on my property, and landed 25 feet in my front yard. 25 feet in my front yard. My chain link fence was wrapped around her car. She could not get out because it was so tightly wrapped around the car. The guardrails, the wooden guardrails, were split into pieces all over the yard and the road, proving that them by themselves are ineffective. So fast forward to today, 2 weeks later, nothing has been repaired by the city. My yard looks exactly the same as when the accident occurred 2 weeks ago. And if any of you have driven by, you know it's true. Guardrails serve a purpose, and not having one puts my family at risk. For obvious safety reasons, guardrails should have been replaced at the site of the accident the next business day. And I feel that your repair efforts are unacceptable and leave my family at risk. And that liability sits on the city. I request that the city swiftly address these safety issues by providing better signage, properly installed guardrails, rumble strips, and a stop sign. We also continue to request increased police presence to enforce the speed limit and city laws. And while we appreciate your efforts in studying the area, and I look forward to improvements, we ask that you seriously consider these requests to keep Derby citizens safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bartone. I understand your concerns, and I wish I could say I'm not familiar with the issue. I can go back many, many years knowing the accidents that have occurred there. And we are doing as much as we possibly can from the police commission side to bring you some relief. So please bear with us. We're doing what we can, and we are going to do more. Anyone else?
I'd like to speak, Mr. Chairman, if you could hear me. I don't know, network in New Haven.
Hi, Mr. Bartone. Yes.
Yes, Mr. Bartone. How are you?
Good.
Seems like a all too common occurrence. I'm on these police meetings. I feel like a police officer myself.
Deputize you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, sure. So last meeting, we talked about, you know, when the last accident with that shut off most of the power to the hilltop, and that car was flipped over on its roof with the poor gentleman trapped in this car. This time, the female was trapped around a chain link fence. About a month ago, I think there was a head-on with injuries. There was a motorcycle accident with injuries, and someone wiped out on the other side of the road toward the park, which I didn't even notice. I mean, but the fence was taken out. I could just imagine Public Works, how they're constantly replacing the wooden fences. But a major concern, Mr. Chairman, is this: these boards with nails, they fly everywhere. And one was in the middle of the road, and shortly after this recent accident, and the car almost wiped out hitting that at high speed coming down the hill while we were out there assessing all the damage to our property. So it wasn't once, it was like twice in one night, and it usually occurs in the middle of the night. I'm always awakened by these accidents that we were almost seriously injured. So the liability here is pretty significant. The damage to the property, personal property, people's injuries is pretty significant. So I hope it's taken seriously this time. That's all I really have to say, because I'm looking into other avenues to maybe see what we can do here. So I appreciate the time for speaking, and we'll see what happens. Because I do have on record someone on this board saying, and I have, the history is like 40 accidents, I think, since we've been there. And there's actually been a fatality, according to my neighbor, on that corner. And I have on record someone saying there's not enough accidents on this corner to do something about it. I could just imagine what needs to be done for something to be done about it. So thank you so much for the time.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bartone. We are taking it seriously, and we are working within the confines of what we can do. I know that's very difficult for you when you look out at your yard and see the damage. We will move forward with this as quickly as we can. Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
Mr. Chairman, Joe DiMartino, 8.5 Talmadge Street, President of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. I just wanted to state that I agree with Sarah and Barb. I think this should have a public meeting to get the public input on what could be done up in that area. It's a very serious, serious situation up there with all the accidents. And I feel for the residents up there, and I know you will give it its due diligence in trying to help them out. So I appreciate everything you're gonna do.
Well, thank you, Joe. I would think if the alderman, would it be the neighborhood committee that would hold this meeting?
We could possibly do one if that's what the commission would like.
Well, we can speak offline about that. I don't know for sure if that's something we can do, but we'll speak offline after the meeting and see what we can come up with.
All right, I look forward to that.
Okay. So anyone else who'd like to speak from the public?
Yes. Hi, I'm at the Perry residence at 390 Sentinel Hill. I live right next door to the Bartones. Of course, we too have had several accidents. I've had somebody upside down in my driveway. Mr. Bartone spoke of the gentleman that was upside down in my side yard. I've replaced, I want to say in the last 6 years, 5 mailboxes. My wall has been damaged 3 times. My concern is basically the guardrails not being replaced, at a speedy time, in other words. There's still a missing guardrail across the street from my residence. Of course, the Bartones are missing most of all their guardrail now. And I fear for somebody coming down that hill and going straight into their yard. They do have a son, a 12-year-old son, and, you know, he's out in the yard. And when my grandchildren come in the summers, I don't even allow them in the front yard because of all the accidents. And it's been an issue. I've lived here. I'm 50. I've lived here most all my life. I've seen a few fatalities here. And that blinking light is just not enough to slow people down. So it's a concern. There's a lot of kids out here. And, that's really my concern.
And we will address it. I can tell you that.
Okay.
And I'm glad to hear from you about it. This is what makes things happen, is hearing from the public. And we are hearing the message.
Okay, so, terrific.
Is there anyone else out there who'd like to speak?
Thank you for your time.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you. I'm going to ask for the last time. Yes, who's this?
Mark Garfalo, I'm the town clerk.
Hi, Mark.
How you doing? Don't forget to wish your wife a happy birthday this week.
Thank you. You too.
thank you. I want to speak as well on this issue. As you know, several months back, I did raise this issue as it is an ongoing problematic issue. And if the board of aldermen is going to have a meeting, if you want to forward the NVCOG report, I'll be happy to distribute it to the board of aldermen as well. So one of the things, though, I feel like needs to be addressed, because I know I had raised this to you previously, are the posted speed limits. They were changed from 25 to 30 on some of the roads, and I want to ask that they be changed back to 25 and have it be consistent for Academy Hill, David Humphreys Road, and Sentinel Hill Road, so that it's consistent all the way throughout. So I know that you have certain amount of guidelines that have to pass, but one of the most expensive ways to deal with the issue at High Street and Academy Hill, the intersection of Academy Hill and Sentinel Hill, would be a three-way stop sign. And I would just ask you to consider those two items in particular, in addition to the whatever is recommended in the report as well. And thank you for your consideration in the matter, and look forward to that public meeting as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Hearing no one else, we're going to move along with the agenda. And next topic on the agenda is, if I can find my agenda, I believe it's adoption of tonight's minutes, or last month's minutes. Are there any changes to the agenda, Commissioner Glode?
None that I see, sir.
Okay. So no additions, corrections. And on the motion to adopt the agenda.
I make a motion.
And I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. I need a motion to accept last minutes.
I'll make a motion for those.
Okay, I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, I've looked them over. I didn't see anything objectionable in it. Old business. Do we have any old business at this point in time to take up?
From my point, I just wanted to rehash the crosswalk over by the camp again. I know we spoke about it briefly, Commissioner. I just wanted to know, I know that we're our hands are tied based on the fact that it's a state road. I know we discussed that briefly, but just wanted to know if there's anything else we can do as the camp is going to be back in session shortly, if not, you know, later. Is there anything we can do to get more signage out there, speak to someone from the state so that they can increase the signage around that area as the kids are starting to come back to camp?
I'll bounce that over to Deputy Chief Todd.
Yes, the state actually looked at that probably about 4 months ago. Yep. And they were doing tree cutting and upgrading the signage. I believe it has been done. But the state has, to my knowledge, no plans to do anything additional at that location.
All right. At least they attempted to do something. Hopefully, you know, we don't have no bad situation there that we had to address. But thank you. Thank you, Deputy Chief.
New business.
Mr. Chair.
Who's speaking?
It's Mark Garfalo again. I'm sorry. Just update that. I think Mr. Backlick has been working with the state, and there's the UI has given a donation to the city to hopefully put some flashing solar operated flashing lights at the crosswalk there. So I believe that is being worked on, or maybe he can update Deputy Chief Todd and the commissioners. I'll that.
If I could ask everyone to mute your phones, please. Okay, Mark, I believe you, I know there was a donation from UI to the city. I don't know if it's enough to cover everything, but I do know of the donation. And I will ask Scott Todd or Deputy Chief Todd to speak with Andrew to see if where that process is sitting right now. So moving back to new business. Deputy Chief Todd, any new business that we need to pick up tonight?
Nothing from our end.
Commissioner Glode?
Nothing from my end.
Okay. Department reports. Deputy Chief, you're on.
You have two reports in front of you. The monthly activity report, where if you take a quick look through there, there's really nothing significant. Our numbers are pretty much staying the same where we expect them to be. The second report you have in front of you is the budget breakdown. The only area of concern you may note is you will see a negative entry in the current overtime wages. The reason that's negative is because the tax board has not met yet to do transfers, but we have the money within our budget to transfer to even that line out. So there's no concerns there, but we're approaching the end of the year. We only have about 10 days left of overtime. So, with the absence of one patrolman for the majority of the year, we have a significant amount of money left in that line that we'll be able to cross level that line, and it's not a concern for us.
Okay. I was gonna ask about that. I'm glad you brought it up. Deputy Chief, any word on body cams?
I'm sorry, on the what?
On the body cams?
No, we still sit where we have the last time the chief briefed you.
Okay, so we're still waiting for capital plan?
We're still waiting for city funds to actually pay for the cameras before, before we can purchase and apply for a reimbursement grant.
I know. Okay, we're still in that hold then. Next item on the agenda, I keep covering it up here, would be communications.
No communications.
Okay. And the next line item is traffic authority business. So I know there are a lot of people here who have very valid concerns with the High Street, Sentinel Hill, Academy Hill intersection. I'm very well aware of the issues there. The commissioners and the chief and the deputy chief have gone through all of the options. We now have a traffic study, which can basically justify some of the things that we need to do. The ideal thing would be to completely re-engineer the intersection and the road. That's way out of the commission's powers. We do have recommendations from the Valley Council of Governments for increased signage. And I'll ask Deputy Chief Todd to kind of explain where we are with this whole process. And I'm sure he heard some of the concerns. Maybe he can respond to them.
Yes. As soon as we received the report from the traffic engineer, we moved forward and ordered all the signage that was recommended. That signage has not arrived yet. We expect it any day. As soon as that signage arrives, we will work with Public Works to get it installed immediately. That's the immediate low-cost solution. I'll speak very briefly on some of the other suggestions. The additional fog lines, the white lines on the side of the road, it looks like we cannot implement that because the road is not wide enough in certain areas to maintain two 10-foot lanes of travel if we put those lines in. However, we're not done completely with our measurement of that road, but that is still an option that may assist in, as the report notes, a visual narrowing of the road that causes drivers to react accordingly and hopefully slow their speeds a little. The second item, which likely could contribute significantly to a reduction of speed, would be both centerline and edgeline rumble strips. All I can say about that is that, in my opinion, would require a much larger public input, especially from all the residents in that area, due to the decibel levels of tires running over those rumble strips. Additionally, that is a very expensive undertaking, and it would be up to the city to determine whether they wanted to go forward with that and where the money would come from. But before we even considered that, there should be a vast majority of the residents in that area that are in favor of that, because it can be rather disturbing to the public's peace, especially when some of those roads are very close, some of those houses are very close to the road. So that's where we stand. We'll get those signs up as soon as we can. If line painting is feasible, again, it will have to be funds found within the city budget. And then the next step, if there is one, would be whether or not the city wants to move forward with rumble strips along that road. Addressing a couple of the issues, one being additional speed limit signs, I completely agree with you. I don't believe that was addressed in the report, but it certainly is something that can be added for minimal cost, and we will do so. The issue regarding stop signs, a three-way stop at that intersection, we've discussed this before on at least two or three occasions. A stop sign is not warranted there, and don't take this the wrong way. It's when I say it's not warranted, it doesn't mean that it potentially couldn't help in some way, shape, or form. Those of us in the police department that are certified with traffic authority from the UConn School of Engineering, we act on what are called warrants that are dictated by what's called the manual and uniform traffic control devices. And there's certain things that have to happen for three-way stops, two-way stops, et cetera. And that intersection does not comply with any warrants for that. That being said, it doesn't mean it can't be done. It just shouldn't be done. But it's something that we can still consider, but it would be probably down the list of options. And I believe someone else mentioned something about the speed limits. So we've also addressed this before. Local traffic authorities cannot set speed limits on local roads. Only the state of Connecticut can. The state of Connecticut set those speed limits of 25 on Academy and 30 on Sentinel Hill. You know, can we go back to them and ask them to change it? We can. We will. I can tell you that very likely they won't, because they follow the same set of standards. They have equipment in their cars that they travel the road at certain speeds, and basically a computer tells them what the speed limit should be. We can make a request, have them come back out and look at the portion that is at 30 and see if they could, if they're willing to drop it. But again, locally, we have no control over that, even though it's a local road. I don't know if I missed anyone else's concern, but I'm certainly willing to address them as I know what I know if someone, if I missed something.
I think we've touched on most of the items except for one, and Mayor Zekin is on the line. Mayor, is there a way we can reach out to Public Works to get them there to completely, or just to repair the guardrails and clean up the area from the damage from the previous accidents?
I was talking to Ed. He was waiting on the insurance companies, and you understand how those are. After hearing the complaints from the citizens and all, I think we should revamp that and take immediate action to repair these and just go after the insurance companies afterwards, because safety is an issue down there. It seems like every time they repair it, they get broken down again. According to the study, we got to see if we should go back to metal guardrails or the wooden ones, as Mr. Bartone was talking about, how those things shatter. So depending on what the study, what you guys come up with, we will work with Public Works to get that all cleaned up and repaired again.
All right, appreciate it, Mayor. Deputy Chief Todd, if I'm not mistaken, the traffic study is a public document, correct?
It is, and it's attached. It should be attached to the notice for the meeting tonight. It should be in your packet.
Okay.
But yes, it is a public document, and it certainly should be released to whomever wants it.
Exactly. I was going to tell the residents who would like to see the traffic study document. Maybe Mark, we can get them to address it to you so that they can come and get a copy as requested.
I'm just looking at it, Mr. Chair, on the it is part of that packet. So we'll put it in a different spot if it's easier for people to see. I'll save it as a separate copy.
That would be appreciated.
And also, I raised the issue about the traffic, the speed limits. And I don't want to belabor your meeting any longer, but the sign on Academy Hill says 30. That's, and it used to say 25. That's why it was confusing.
It's confusing to us too, because you've got two roads that are seemingly the same, but change names, and the speed limits change in the same place. Commissioner Globe and I actually rode that road to see what the speed limit signs were. And again, we're looking at it and shaking our heads. But one road has a 30 mile an hour speed limit. One has a 25 mile an hour speed limit. It's a little crazy. So from the traffic authority, what I'd like to do is, and Commissioner Globe, I would kind of look for this in a motion. One, to ask the police department to speak to the state DOT to revisit speed limits on those roads. The second would be to ask the PD that if there is an accident involving any damage to guardrails or any property along that road, to notify Public Works the following day to get repairs started. The third thing I would like to do is implement or ask for more speed limit signs in that area so we can make people more aware. Something that has been brought up, and I'm going to go back to my police officer roots just so that everybody can hear it. speed enforcement in that area is very difficult when it comes to patrol cars chasing down cars, stopping them, and basically doing enforcement. There are no safe areas to pull a car off the road. If memory serves, there was an accident involving a traffic stop a few years ago, which I believe cost the city some money because it was done in an unsafe area. And that area is very tight. We all know that. So while we like to do more speed enforcement, and believe me, I'm sure the state would love to see the money, it's a very difficult, and safety is a paramount concern to the people who are going to be on the highway. So we have, and Deputy Chief Todd, if I'm not mistaken, we have taken that, the speed limit sign, the flashing one, and we have put that out there on numerous occasions in that area. Am I not correct by the saying that?
Yes, you have. Yes, you are correct. And we have also done our best to conduct radar enforcement in that area, but for a couple of reasons. The main one is exactly what you said, safety of both the officer and the motorists. But the other thing is our cars, we don't have detachable handheld radar units. They're permanently affixed to the car. So the car has to be parallel to the road that you're running radar on, which means since there are no pull-offs down there, they basically have to block a side road in order to conduct radar enforcement. So it's very difficult to do, but we have done our best to get some of that in there. But you know, going forward, it's not something we can do on a daily basis.
Okay. Commissioner Glode, yes. Do you have any further comments?
None. No, again, I think we have addressed as many as we can. You know, our hands are basically tied in reducing the speed. So I definitely think we have to move forward with your suggestions, and I'll put those three requests in the form of a motion that we move forward with all three.
Okay, so my motion would be to implement, as soon as we get the signs, the short-term corrections recommended by the Valley Council of Governments study, that we ask the DOT to come down and evaluate speeds on those roads again and take a look at whether or not we can lower the speeds on those roads. We ask that the PD notify Public Works the following business day of any damage to guardrails or anything along that roadway from an accident. And the last thing would be to follow up with the city for funds to make more improvements and set up a meeting so that we can discuss rumble strips with the residents of the area, because if you know anyone who lives along Route 34 over in Shelton, when they did those rumble strips along there, going up toward the dam, they hear it across the river. So it's going to be a concern to those who are living close to the road. I know that's a long motion, but that's my motion. I need a second.
I second it.
And all in favor? I would vote yes. Commissioner Glode? Any opposing voices? No abstentions? So the motion is carried. We will make sure these are implemented, and we'll follow up with them. Believe me, we will. And I think that's the last item on our agenda for the night.
Mr. Chair?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, sorry to, sorry, I did place the report. I saved it as a separate document, so it is in the meeting attachment. So if anybody goes to the meeting calendar for the City of Derby, where your agenda was, it's for on today's agenda packet. I did post it there as a separate document. It's in the packet, but I posted it separate, and it's labeled as such if anybody's wishing to view that. And they could always contact our office if they need a copy of it as well.
That's perfect, Mark. Thank you. Again, we wanted this study before we took definitive action so that we weren't whistling in the dark here. We had some guidance. Long term, we can only ask the city to start considering some kind of roadway changes. This is a long-standing issue in a bad place with bad geography, and we're going to do the best we can to manage it, but we really need a long-term solution. With that, I believe the only item left is adjournment.
I'm making motion we adjourn.
Okay, so moved. Second, I will second it, and I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everyone. Please, folks, don't think we're not addressing this issue. We are doing everything within our power, and we are going to have to reach out to other people to make this happen. We will coordinate with the chief and the deputy chief to make these things happen as soon as possible. Thank you all. I hope you all have a good evening.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And the time is 6:42 p.m.